106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
Come and take me, whoever you are.
There's the last cut from Candio, the second studio effort by the American rock band The Cars. It came out in 1979 on Elektra Records. The cover was by artist Alberto Vargas, who is known for his paintings of girls that appeared in Esquire and Playboy magazines. The idea to hire him came from drummer David Robinson, the group's artistic director and a collector of pinups. The 83-year-old had retired several years earlier, but was persuaded to take the assignment by his niece, who was a fan of these musicians. It depicted a woman sprawled across the hood of a car and was based on a photo shoot directed by Robinson at a Ferrari dealership. The model, coincidentally, named Candy Moore, famous for having played Lucille Ball's on-screen daughter on The Lucy Show, briefly dated Robinson afterwards. Similar to a cross between an alphanumeric keyboard with an automatic weapon, you might call it the dangerous type. I'm Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radioactivity. It's time for songs about hazard, peril, and implying harm that one might encounter. The general word for liability to injury, either near, at hand, and certain, or remote and doubtful, to be vulnerable of being killed, a hazard that suggests something that one can often foresee but not avoid, a standard for judging when freedom of speech can be abridged. No one has the right to shout fire in a crowded theater when there isn't one, because such an action would pose public safety to a clear and present danger, because that's the kind of mood we're in this week.
So I can spend it all on you. Talk to me. Well, we'll just have to do it twice. I made myself a will, call my next of kin. I'm gonna love you over and over and again and again. Look out, baby, I'm in a dangerous mood. I had to steal a little time ago, so I could spend it all on you.
Such a pity sight. What's bugging you, girl?
Too much knowledge, Frank. Too much knowledge.
Explain it to me.
Well, I started to school at the age of six.
One of them real quiz kids.
Yeah, started reading and writing and such.
Usual start.
As time went on, I studied lots of other things.
Uh-huh, like,
No, most of them didn't hurt much.
Well, I had other teachers.
Well, I got my diploma. I was real, real smart.
That's pretty frame, huh?
Of my knowledge, there was no doubt.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but lately I've ascertained, that's a big word too, it wasn't even a start. Let me tell you what I found out.
Look at the size of my ear. It's pouring on.
You know it started with a man.
Uh-huh.
And the man, he was grand.
Ain't it the truth?
He had a line that would make a bird sing.
Well, this kid really came on, I can see that. 'Cause you were much too smart to be afraid at the start.
Frank, a little learning is a dangerous thing.
Well, I'd like to hear some more.
At first, he only wanted two.
Two?
Then he changed it to few.
Oh, you mean loot.
I even loaned that man my watch and my ring.
Oh, you lost your head, Pearl, completely. 'Cause you were hip to the fact that he would pay you right back.
Yes, that learning is a dangerous thing.
Yes, with his sweet talk, his so discreet talk.
Oh, Frank, he had me doing things I shouldn't do.
That cad. Ain't no denying, no sense in trying.
Let me tell you this, this is sad. My education's beat black and blue.
We get you an encyclopedia.
Yeah, but now I know the score at last.
Well, now I'm happy.
I'm a gal with a past that left my head, heart, and purse in a sling.
You mean you got yourself in hock?
Yes, it's understood. That brother clipped me, but good, a little learning
can be a dangerous thing. Yeah, girl, that's the kind of stuff you gotta watch.
Oh, it makes me so nervous.
Sure does, shake.
I shot a blank. Now, what's with you, Frank?
Well, dig me. I started to school just like all kids do.
You mean you were young once?
I was a Mickey Rooney of my day. Learned my lessons and got along fine.
A little old social climber.
And then as time went on, I learned a lot of other things.
You clever boy.
And I really had myself a jolly time.
I can imagine as much.
I never played any favorites. because I was much too smart.
You know? You think you were too smart? Where did you get
had
further down?
Had my boots on, and I had them laced up tight.
Kids talk like that in your era.
We wrote the book, Pearl, but then I made a mistake.
Most men do.
Mm-hmm. I should have known from the start.
Most men don't.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you what happened last night.
This is not dated material.
Stand back. Cause it started with a gal.
Always does.
And her name, it was Sal.
Sounds corny.
Oh, she was cute. She was as fine as a bird on the wing.
You always could pick them. But you were much too bright to fall in love the first night.
But a little learning is a dangerous thing.
I told you that on the other side of the record.
And then we danced for a time or two, till she said she was blue.
Uh-oh, there it is.
And right away, I was doing the thing.
Just rushing through life.
Cause I was hip to the fact that I could always jump back.
Sure thing.
But a little learning is a dangerous thing.
Yes, it is.
She made with sweet talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard to beat talk.
You know what, Frank?
What's that?
I know she even called you darling. Love a man.
You've been eavesdropping.
Yes, I have.
That really sent me, coincidentally. I should have known enough then to scram.
No man is ever that clever, that rhymes.
Well, now I guess you know it all. At least that's all I recall.
That's all you'll ever recall.
Except the part about the man with the ring.
Oh, you're gone again.
In case it's news to you this morning, I said I do.
Oh, you doll.
A little learning is a dangerous, is a dangerous thing.
Oh, it's pure treachery. Treachery.
Trapped.
And now, the future adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick laces up the adventure of the missing shoe.
Acme's grubby Gunsel Rococo had me bagged in the back of a cab filled with laughing gas. Ha ha ha! It was a cheap way for the writers to grab a gag, but this wasn't funny. there was $6.50 on the gas meter of the cab as we pulled into an abandoned phone company warehouse. So that's the plot. Fresh air. Unregistered aliens turning left shoes into phones. Now for a gag.
Take the gag out of his mouth, Rococo.
Right, boss.
Do you want to sock him again, Mr. Acme?
Certainly not, Nancy, my dear. Today he's our special guest.
I just left a grilling, Acme. What's this, a roast? What's at stake here?
Uh-oh.
I'm bone tired. Just another rare meeting, Mr. Acme.
Will you stop it? You're making me hungry.
We'll be back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
But first, here's a special message from the inventor of the phone company, Alexander Graham Acme.
Hello, Americans. Call me Joe. And here's some good news. The phone company is sending every one of you a big brown bag of hot food. Why? Because we took your shoes away without telling you. And now they're coming back with bells on them.
That's right. The phone company has turned your left shoe into a phone. Yes, it looks like a phone, but it's as durable and reliable as your old shoe. It is your old shoe. Walk on it. Talk on it. For you from the phone company.
Get it now, Danger? Every time you take a walk, you make a call.
Which means you make a penny out of every loafer in town.
Right. They foot the bill, and crime marches on.
Well, it was all over. There was nothing left for me to do but limp back to my office in my two-tone touch tones. It took hours. Every seven steps, you make a call. And then, once in a while, you get one. Hello?
I want an anchovy to go and hold the pizza.
That's stupid. Sorry, pal, you've got the wrong number. I spell my name Ning... Danger!
What?
Tune in again next week for the Firesign Theater's Future Adventures of Nick Danger. Until next week, this is your announcer, Noah Vale, saying...
Goodbye.
Five short radio episodes chronicle a new adventure of Nick Danger, Third Eye. The character introduced on side two of Firesign Theater's 1969 album, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? The story involves the private detective's attempt to find out what's happening to his missing left shoe. The plot thickens when he discovers that everyone's footwear is missing. The episode begins with a traditional old-time radio introduction by an announcer with an organ in the background, and each program also includes commercial parodies for various products and utilities. Besides Nick Danger himself, some of the other regular characters appear, including Lieutenant Bradshaw, Nancy, and Rocky Rococo. We also heard from old Blue Eyes. Actually, at this point in time, he was young Blue Eyes, along with Pearly May, teamed up to record what was understood to be the first interracial duet, The Humorous, A Little Learning is a Dangerous Thing. December 8, 1947 was the date that Frank Sinatra, Pearl Bailey, and arranger Cy Oliver got together to make this funny little two-sided ditty. The easy rapport between these two is evident, and the ad-libs fly fast and furious. Let Frank and Pearl set the record straight here about higher and lower education. We also found Danger on the Road to Escondido by J.J. Cale and Eric Clapton. It was released in November of 2006. Herein contained are the final recordings of Billy Preston, to whom this disc is dedicated. In 2004, Eric Clapton held the Crossroads Guitar Festival, a three-day event in Dallas, Texas. Among the performers was J.J. Cale, which gave Eric the opportunity to ask him to produce. The two got busy in the studio and eventually put this together. A number of high-profile musicians also pitched in, including Derek Crux, Taj Mahal, John Mayer, Gary Gilmore, and Albert Lee. It won the Grammy Award for the Best Contemporary Blues Album in 2008. Two dangerous pairs deserve another, with B.B. King and Joe Cocker, who were in a dangerous mood. This song is from B.B.'s celebrity duet record called Deuces Wild, and a straight-ahead blues compilation this is not. But longtime fans who are aware of King's genre-stretching capabilities will find much to savor on this. It peaked at number one on the blues album charts of 1997. I want to give recognition to the radio partners who carry the show, GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play, InternetFM.com, because the best FM radio is now on the Internet, and TuneIn.com. I also want to remind you that we're in no actual peril, only the music is alarming, and in just a moment, we'll return to our week of living dangerously. This is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 1530 AM and 88.5 FM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and the choice on zcomradio.com, 105.5 WZCM, Schaumburg and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, and you're listening to the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
Well, I got out of work and I headed for the neighborhood beer joint. I sat around and had a beer with the boys like I always do. Well, I didn't have nothing to say, and well, there ain't no point. There's something about Monday that always makes me blue. Well, it was well after dark, so I knew my wife and kids were waiting. Yes, I took a left where generally
deputy staring at me through a door. He said, now how you gotta cross that river alive, I don't know. But your wife just made you bail, so now you're really dead for sure. Now the wife, she called my boss and she lied, so I got my job back. And the boys down at the plant a whisper and a stare at me. Well, my wife, she found a lot of little
Lovers in a Dangerous Time is a song by Bruce Cockburn, originally released on his 1984 album Stealing Fire. This was a top 40 hit for him, peaking at number 25 on the Canadian charts, and was named their 11th greatest song of all time in 2005. According to Bruce, it was inspired by seeing teenagers expressing romantic love in a schoolyard. Herein, he contrasts the hopelessness and joy of new love with despair of a wider Cold War world where notions of the future often carried a sense of foreboding and doom. However, it's also been interpreted by many as referring to a refugee crisis or to the then-emerging HIV/AIDS epidemic. U2 alluded to lovers in their 1988 single God Part 2 with the lyric, "Heard a singer on the radio late last night. He says he's going to kick the darkness till it bleeds daylight." We also checked out Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead, which was number 11 on the R&B charts for the Marvelettes, who achieved popularity in the early to mid-60s. They were the first major successful act of Motown Records after the Miracles and were its first significantly successful girl group on the label's early years after the release of Please, Mr. Postman, one of the first number one singles by a Motown recording act. Founded in 1960 while they performed together at their glee club at Inkster High School in Michigan, they were eventually signed to the Tamla label a year later. Some of their early hits were written by band members and Detroit's rising singer-songwriters like Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye, who even played drums on a majority of their early recordings. Despite these early hits, they were eclipsed in popularity by the Supremes, with whom they shared an intense rivalry, and struggled with issues of dismal promotion from the label, illnesses, and mental breakdowns. They persevered and received several honors, including the Vocal Hall of Fame and the Pioneer Award from the R&B Foundation. In 2002, they were nominated for induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We came out of the break with The Week of Living Dangerously from Exit Zero, the second album from country singer-songwriter Steve Earle, credited to Steve and the Dukes, his backing band. It came out in 87. He was nominated for 2 Grammys a year later for songs on this record. It was laid down digitally and is stylistically very similar to its predecessor, Guitar Town, and was Steve's first pure country album before incorporating hard rock on his next releases. It is today described by AllMusic as livelier stuff than nearly anyone in Nashville was cranking out at the time.
Danger, Will Robinson! Danger! No, Will Robinson! Danger!
Let's continue our dangerous musical mission with both sexes here on the 3D Radioactivity.
You better leave her alone. Yes, that woman is dangerous. You better leave her alone. She'll get you in trouble, make you wish you'd never been born. She invited me to her house, I went without thinking twice. A big fella answered the door, I luckily escaped with my life. Yes, that woman is dangerous, she's got more men than teeth in a comb. If you wanna see another birthday, you better leave her alone. Yes, that woman is dangerous, you better believe what I'm telling you. Yes, that woman is dangerous, you better believe what I'm telling you. She'll make you have bad dreams, and those dreams will come true. Yes, that woman is dangerous, you better believe what I say. Well, that woman is dangerous, you better believe what I say. She'll get you in trouble, then she'll grin and walk away. Well, that woman is dangerous, oh yeah.
Yeah, danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though, trouble.
Was the 1980s British animated children's television series, which was a loose parody of spy fiction, particularly James Bond and the Danger Man series starring Patrick McGoohan, who was also known as the Prisoner. A Dangerous Man came from the whole enchilada, originally from Houston, Texas. Teresa James is based in L.A., where she's assembled a group of some of the top bass, touring, and session musicians in her group, the Rhythm Tramps. They've been working in that area and at blues festivals and clubs throughout the U.S. and Europe. For the last 12 years, they've also been a favorite at Strawberry Music Festival and on Delbert McClinton's Sandy Beaches Blues Cruise. Danger Man escaped from Hollywood via the Helicasters, an American guitar group, composed of Nashville session players Will Ray, John Jorgensen from Desert Rose, Elton John's backup band, and Jerry Donahue from Fairport Convention. They all played modified versions of the Fender Telecaster as their main instruments. Their name, as it's been speculated, comes from a pun wherein they claim to play the hell out of their instruments. Dangerous Assignment started out as a replacement radio series broadcast in the United States on the NBC network in the summer of 1949. It became syndicated in early 50. Reportedly, the star, Brian Donlevy himself, was the one who brought the show to TV. In each episode, he was both the protagonist within the action and the narrator, giving the show a suspenseful immediacy. We also heard Dangerous Woman, which was originally released as a single in 1959 on the Duke label. Junior Parker was an American Memphis blues singer and musician, best remembered for his unique voice, which has been described as honeyed and velvet smooth. He was posthumously inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2001. We also had to include Robbie the Robot from 1965's Lost in Space TV show. Otherwise, this program wouldn't have had the same portending image of peril. Next time, we're going to look at yet another interesting view of music in the usual thematic way. Got any suggestions? Be sure to tell me by sending an email to 3dradio@usa.com or with a message on our Facebook page, which has links to the archives of all the earlier episodes and graphics in the photo section. Right, Sean? Our closing number was featured as part of the American motion picture Top Gun. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. The soundtrack reached number 1 in the charts for 5 non-consecutive weeks in the summer and autumn of 1986. It's the single which singer-songwriter Kenny Loggins recorded and released. Here's Danger Zone. See you next time. Shoving